we got a phone call at about 3:20 in the morning on it'd be early Sunday morning that we had water coming in someone's basement through a sewer line. So we went up there thinking it was their service line, shut the curb box off, and that was in that downpour lightning storm that was going on. That did not shut it off, so we're figuring it wasn't a very big leak, so we thought it was before the curb box, so they hired a contractor to come in to dig that up, only to find out that one of our 45s on our main was leaking. So about 10 o'clock in the morning, I called from the contractor, and we proceeded to shut some valves down to try to get that leak contained, and must have one of our valves that isn't working properly because we were not able to get it shut down. We messed around with that for a majority of Sunday. Just keep going out a little bit further, shutting off more valves, try to get that thing till we get it shut fixed. And so, was unsuccessful, so we had to do some hydro stops. So as of right now, we are planning on starting to work on that again afternoon today. And we got to dig down and cut a section of the main out to get that fixed. So we have it isolated. It's only having one service right now off. Or yesterday when we were working with them valves, we probably had 10 to 15 blocks of main off at one time.
Okay. And so approximately, given on that information, how many residences and businesses were affected by that water main break?
Well, businesses weren't. There weren't no businesses in the area where it happened. But I'm guessing there was not so much that they didn't have water, but that their water was discolored because we were turning valves and that and changing the flow of the water, so they got discolored water. We're probably, I'm guessing, at least 50 residents or 50 services.
Okay. And you were saying that you still have to continue to work today. When do you anticipate the project to be completed?
Well, if everything goes well, we're going to start sometime around noon today, and we're hoping to have it finished by the end of the day, by late tonight. So everything will be back to normal tonight, and then we'll backfill the holes in that on Tuesday if everything goes well.
And in that area then, will water be shut off, or will they still have access to water?
No, water won't be shut off. We have two hydro stops put in place on each side of the leak now. So we have one person without water right now, and that's it. That's how come we were able to stop at midnight last night and go home and get some sleep, because we had everybody else had water again. So if we were unable to do that, we would have worked through the night to get it fixed.